All right, welcome back to The Construction Game, our fabulous podcast that we put out. And as a bit of a tradition here at BaseCon/BaseApp, we always bring our new staff members on who have managed to stay around for long enough to get them on and have a chat to them about, you know, the future and all about themselves, so everyone knows what going on. And we're lucky enough today to have our new software engineer coming in, who's started with the BaseApp side of our business, which is Nick Chamberlain. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
That's good. It's it's really the whole point of today is to, for our audience, our users, to get a bit of a background of who you are, because you're the part of our big engine, I guess, our part of our network that they don't see a lot of, but is probably the most important part about what we do. So you just tell us a little bit about yourself, mate, where you grew up, where you've come from, and how the hell you ended up here.
Oh, that's a hell of a story. Where I grew up, well, I started in Darwin, and then I moved to Werribee, and then we went back to Darwin, and now I'm in Ballarat. But before all that, I came from Perth.
Right. So you've been right around. You've had a look at the lot.
Yep. Yeah, I've been all over the place, visited all the places. Family is everywhere. So anywhere I go, I've got somewhere to stay, pretty much. Mm. And how do we end up here? After many years of university teaching, I had enough. And one of the guys I worked with, who I'd worked with the previous jobs, passed me Pete's number and said they're looking for someone.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
And it's interesting because I mean, of course, I was part of that little, we're looking for someone to come on board. And from someone with no background around software engineering or coding and have no idea how you go and find somebody that's going to fit the role is a little bit like throwing a marble in the ocean and hope to God it all works out. And we've been very lucky because I feel like you've fitted into the team really, really well. And your ability to explain software and see the usability side of it as well and explain it to the team on how we're developing has been really, really good. And I would say that's a little bit comes from your teaching background, because you just mentioned that you've come from the university and spent a long time lecturing.
Yep.
And is that around software?
Yeah, it was all software. There was website development, design as well. So the visual aspect, the usability aspects, games as well. So it's a very, very different engine dealing with games. You got to think of everything in a very different way. And trying to explain to people that are coming into it with no idea.
Yeah, and that's been great for us because I'm in that boat with the rest of the team here that I have no idea. And being able to sit down with someone and even just get that little bit of explaining, because, yeah, I'm hoping that over a long journey I start to understand a little bit, because I don't think my attention span would be there long enough to get to know it properly. So teaching, and I love the fact that you've been teaching. How many years did you do that for?
Yes.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah, fair enough.
Quite a few. Yeah. Yeah, before teaching, I was actually working on educational games as well. So there was a little bit of how do I explain things to children at the same time.
Yep. So. Yeah, good. And that comes across. That really is really clear, and the way that you can sit in the office and do that and hear where the boys are using stuff and where it's crashing, and you can hear where it's starting to frustrate and you can come in and grab onto those things really quick is great. Software engineering, software in general, let's just have a chat about it, because I know you're massive in gaming. You really enjoy that space. And, you know, how do you see the industry? Because it's such a huge part of the business world now, but the people sort of just got this expectation that everything works, but no one ever gets a really good picture about what happens behind the scenes from an engineer's perspective. So how do you see the industry at the moment?
That's a pretty tough one. I'm not too connected with many people in the industry. Like, I've been at university for a long time. I know people there. I do know people around the globe attached to various parts of other industries as well. I know some people that are really heavy into the marketing of games specifically, some people that are really heavy into just indie game development, and they could tell you a lot more than I could. And there's some really big things happening in the background in some of these places, like some of the game engines people use. There's been some controversies there. And when it comes to software development, the actual application side of things, I know a few people that have made some apps over time, but again, I've been kind of out of the loop for quite a while on a lot of these things. But it's definitely not going anywhere bad. Software development is becoming, it has become, and it will continue to become a very important aspect of pretty much everything. As you're well aware, this is an industry that doesn't really deal with it here, but you're moving into it at quite a large pace.
Yeah.
And developing something in-house here really quickly, and it's coming along really well, and it is making huge improvements. And this is just in one industry. We look at other industries that haven't got this sort of thing in there, that haven't really considered what computers can do for them. We can move into that as well, and we can show them that it is going to improve everything.
Mm. It's the thing from us and the BASAP's perspective is that, you know, we're dealing with people who just assume they're not great with IT because they're hand-based or trade-based, yep. Which I disagree with. Everyone who tells me, oh, I'm not really good with IT, the reality is they just don't realize that they can use it. There's no way they can program it. I mean, they probably, look, I'm not discounting that they couldn't, but I'm just assuming that they're not interested in it. So so that's our big link that we're trying to cover here, is create things that people can use on a day-to-day basis and really improve their life or their control of their businesses, which we're doing, as you can see. We're you've only been here for a short period of time and you've already seen that, you know, the outcome that's coming out the other side. Long term, you know, BASAP's not going anywhere. We're a business that I've said this on podcasts before, that I can never see our software finishing because every day we just go, oh, okay, we want to do this, or oh, that'd be a great idea, or that doesn't work, let's change it. It's just this evolving, I won't call it a beast, it's just this evolving little mechanism that keeps going around and around in circles. And, you know, I'm excited for the future and excited to have you part of that future. How do you, it's just, you know, you're sitting here now and I probably haven't asked the question, where do you see BASAP in the next 2 years?
Next 2 years, I don't know, we might be about 75% tests done, a lot more usable. I mean, the program is very usable as it is, but there are a lot of small usability issues here and there that will hopefully be ironed out by that time. A lot more, and this is moving more into the technical side of things, a lot more generic. It is something that is built for a purpose for a particular group of people. So we're going to kind of move away from that into the, we can make this fit for anyone.
Mm.
So anyone that comes along and says, I want to use your application, okay, here we go. We'll set you up. You're good to go. Mm. You don't have to sit there and think, well, you need this particular part of it for you, but we need to keep you away from this because that's specifically for these guys. We need to make it more generic so we can't just bring people in.
Mm. And that's an interesting little bit of a conversation or a sentence there is, you know, people would, like I did when I first started building this thing, you know, I just assumed that it happened really quickly. Mm-hmm. So you've just said some stuff that it's going to take 2 years. I don't think the people out there have any idea the amount of time and coding that goes into making something really simple work. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I try and explain to the people who are starting to use it. Yeah, look, you've got a great idea. We can implement it. But they'll say to me, when do you think that'll happen? And we go, well, 6, 12 months. I don't know. You know, it's how long's a bit of string. We'll go back and we'll start and see what happens. Mm-hmm. But that's the exciting thing, I think, for everyone who's involved in BASAP, is we have someone and a team of people, because I honestly believe it won't be just you, that the numbers were requiring servicing of a team of that you'll be heading up. You know, they've got that as a resource. And there's not a lot of people who can say that, you know, mm-hmm. if you're licensing a software that you've actually got engineers sitting there as a resource that, you know, I'm happy to pass your number over to them if they want to talk to you. I think that that's very unique in what we're developing here.
Yeah.
So really, really, really excited for the opportunity for both yourself and the BASAP team moving forward. How have you found the team?
Entertaining, I think, is a good way to put it.
Please explain.
Well, there's never a day that I come into work, sit down and just have a boring day. So work aside, the environment is a good environment to be in, except when everyone's off in Sydney and there's no one left.
So you're just your environment, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just take you with us, mate. That might work.
Yeah, it could work.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, that's what we're trying to build here. And we are a very unique little business. It's, you know, everyone just does their thing and gets it done and we have a bit of a laugh.
Yep.
But, you know, at the same time, we're all pretty convicted on making sure that what we develop is really, really good and professional. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we hope that we're not that sort of place where you sit your bum down and just work all day and, you know, you're a 9-to-5 business. We have a bit of a laugh and we put in the time and effort we have to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know the boys, their feedback, all of them have said, you know, it's a bit of a laugh, the banter that goes on, which is great. Yeah. So gaming, mate, I don't want to leave this out. You know that I have no idea what the hell Doom is and rip and tear and all those sort of things, and you have your own little humor, but it's obviously a massive part of your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been gaming since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And it's just too fun to move away from.
Yeah. It's your recreation.
It is of like all sorts. It's getting into games and just if you're having a day, you can do something that's virtually violent, you know, take it out on some 3D pixels, 3D some things and whatnot, doesn't matter. If you need to relax, just play a game where it's slow paced, there's nothing really going, no pressure. And then there's the days where I'm just like, I need to make something. So I'm feeling very creative. So I either play a game that's creatively based or I make one.
Yeah, wow.
Make my own little games. And I haven't finished very many because I get halfway through and go, this is too much fun. I'm just going to keep playing it as it is rather than finish it.
Yeah, righto. So you've actually developed your own games in the past? Yeah,
I've got a few sitting around.
Yeah, wow. That's impressive. It's and I'm not I'll be hand on my heart. I haven't played a lot of games online, and it's obviously not part of my era, or it was not my upbringing. But I know that you're really big on it, and it intrigues me because your relaxation is the game in some ways, and I'm absolutely blown away that you can sit up most nights and game to law buggery, then turn up in here at work and still have the energy. And I'm waiting for that to explode. I've got to admit, I always wait for you to fall asleep at your desk, but you don't. You never do. That you can operate and actively contribute to BASAP day in, day out, and you are so switched on. It's really, really impressive, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So welcome aboard. Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm really looking forward to us catching up in another 6 months and 12 months and doing this again and having a conversation about where you think we're heading as a business on the IT side of things. And hopefully we've got some other people who are joined on and giving us a bit of a hand. But I think today or this podcast has been really good for people to hear who is sitting behind actually making this little thing they're using work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've spoken a lot about how good is so much going on, but it's such a simple little thing to use.
Yep.
And that focus is never going to go away. And for everyone who's out there, Nick is huge on the usability. He's someone who will always come to me and say, or, you know, will mention that, you know, this just doesn't look right. And, you know, on the face of the way that people are using it, it needs to be better. So he's always out there advocating for the user, which I think is awesome. Yeah.
Now, if I can use it, great. But if everyone else can use it, even better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As you said, people think they're not IT savvy. People think, you know, I don't know what to do. It's a technology thing. I don't know how to use it. So I make it as simple as possible. Then show them you just press these buttons and it's done.
Yeah.
If most of what I do is invisible to everyone, then that's actually really good.
Yeah, it is. And it makes people, you know, we make it easy for them to use, but they don't realize how much of an impact that will have on their day-to-day life. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do is just make sure that, you know, work doesn't control everyone, which is, you know, that's the past. This is the future is, you know, really work can be controlled and be an enjoying part of your life instead of just being this big stress ball that seems to most small business turn into. So thanks, mate.
Thank you.
We'll talk again. Cheers. Well.